Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of past grievances? Like those old hurts are weighing you down, dragging you back into negativity? You know that feeling when you can't shake off the anger or resentment from something that happened months ago? Well, today we're diving headfirst into forgiveness, not just for others, but also, and this is a big one, for ourselves. Why? Because holding on to grudges, whether they're aimed at someone else or at our past selves, keeps us trapped in the cycle of negativity that prevents us from truly moving forward. It's like living life with one foot stuck in the mud. Today, we're going to explore how practicing forgiveness and self-forgetting can be our secret weapon to unlocking emotional mastery and unshackling yourself from those heavy chains of regret and anger. Here are five key takeaways that will blow your mind. First up, understand this. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's not about saying what someone did was okay. It's about releasing the grip that their actions have on you. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep a rusty old nail in your toolbox just because it reminded you of a past project gone wrong, right? Forgiveness is like taking that rusty nail out, cleaning off any rust, and maybe even repurposing it for something new. Next, forgiveness starts with you. It begins with accepting responsibility for your own emotions and reactions. Ever heard the saying, don't let others dictate your mood? Well, that's because you have the power to choose how you respond to situations, even the ones that suck. Holding on to anger just fuels the fire. Forgiveness lets you step back from the flames and reclaim your peace. Now, when it comes to forgiving ourselves, oh man, this is a tough one. But trust me, it's crucial. We all make mistakes. We all have those moments we wish we could take back. But dwelling on them only breeds self-criticism and shame. Instead, view your past mistakes as learning experiences. They're chapters in the story of who you are, not defining sentences. Think about it like this. Would you judge a good friend for stumbling along their journey? Probably not. So why would you be so hard on yourself? Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to someone you love. And finally, remember that forgiveness is a process, not a one-time event. It takes time, effort, and often, a whole lot of practice. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up or have moments of resentment. Just gently redirect your focus back to the present moment and start again. Like any skill, the more you practice, the easier it becomes. Think about that time you got into a heated argument with a friend. The words felt like daggers, and for days afterward, you replayed the whole thing in your head, analyzing every sentence, every tone. You might have even convinced yourself that you were totally justified in your anger after all. They said some pretty hurtful things. But deep down, wouldn't it feel so much lighter to just let go of those feelings? Imagine if you could approach that conversation with a newfound sense of understanding and compassion, recognizing that everyone is doing their best. Forgiving doesn't mean forgetting. It means choosing not to let those past hurts define your present or future interactions. So remember, my friends, forgiveness is the key to unlocking emotional freedom. It's about releasing the grip of the past, cultivating self-compassion, and stepping into a brighter future filled with peace and joy. Take that backpack full of grudges and toss it over the edge. You'll be amazed at how much lighter you feel. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. And head over to our social media pages to join the conversation and let me know what resonates with you. Until next time, keep practicing those Stoic principles, stay balanced, and remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.